Ezekiel 20:33. As I live, says the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people. And there will I plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I plead with you, says the Lord God. And I will cause you to pass under the rod. Okay. This is God, I believe, has done this, fulfilled this prophecy concerning the Holocaust, where he scattered in his fury, a stretched out and in fury poured out. He brought them out of the wilderness of the people in the nations. And there I will plead with you face to face. Like as I pleaded with your fatherness in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will plead with you, saith the Lord God. What is the deal? Why? Because they were in rebellion, and he had to get Egypt, the worldliness, he had to purge them and deal with them. And I will cause you to pass under the rod. What is the rod? The rod of correction. It is the rod of examination. It's the shepherd's rod to examine them. And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. In other words, he will show them their sin, and then he will show them his covenant. He will make his, he made the covenant, he will fulfill it. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord God. I am the Lord. Okay, rebels are out. Rebels are out. They can't come in. As for you, O house of Israel, says the Lord God, you serve you everyone his idols. And hereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but you pollute you my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, says the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them. And there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savor. When I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered. And I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings, wherein you have been defiled. And you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O you house of Israel, says the Lord. Hear the Lord clearly. Points out this, the rod, he examines them. He says, you polluted it. You're into idolatry. You don't listen to me. I don't want your gifts. And you bring them with your idols on my holy mountains. This is not the way it's going to be. You're going to do it the way God says. You're going to serve him according to his commandments. The house of Israel, all in the land will serve him. And then he will require the offerings and first fruits. He doesn't want it before it's done his way. Oh, yeah, they know his will. They don't know his way because they're bringing their gifts with their idols. What's an idol? Anything that exalts itself against the will of God. Anything. 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 Not just little statues that people set up to and bow down in the Catholic Church or whatever. Plenty of idols over there. Or pastors or ministries. Or family, or their flesh, the rule of their flesh, or their desires, or worldliness. I'll accept you with your sweet savor, because when you've been purified, you don't have the stench of death and defilement and corruption and carnality on you, the world, the flesh, and the devil. When those have been purged out of you, your holy things, I'll bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries where you've been scattered. And I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. God will be set you apart and he will make you holy. And you shall know that I'm the Lord when I bring you to the land of Israel. That he lifted up his hand, he swore to give it to his fathers. And he remembers all their ways and doings where they were defiled. And they themselves shall loathe themselves in their own sight for all the evils they've committed. And you shall know then, Israel shall know then, when they wrought you up with for his name's sake, not according to the wicked ways, not according to their just deserts or their corrupt doings, O house of Israel. Moreover, let's go to Zechariah 12. And this is another angle of this prophecy I just read in Ezekiel 20. Zechariah 12, 6. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood and like a torch of fire in a sheet. And they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord shall also save. The Lord shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day, okay, nobody's going to have one upmanship on another. Evidently, the tents of Judah and the house of David has gloried themselves against the tents of Judah. One's a house, the other's a tent. Tent is a more modest, humbler place. God's going to even the playing board here. In that day, between the rivalry and factions that go on in Jerusalem, in that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, and the angel of the Lord before him, because God's anointing, and he will do this. He is going to do this. The Lord says he will do it. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and of supplication. Okay, this comes from God. We can't work up grace or supplication. We can't work up intercession. God's spirit pours upon us and then he anoints us and then reveals how to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. I will tear the veil off of their hearts and their minds. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn, every family apart. Ah, it's a feast day. The families are apart. The family of the house of David apart and their wives apart. This would be the Orthodox. They separate during feast days. And they do not have relations. And the wives, the men and the women are separated. So this is a feast day. Passover, Yom Kippur. The wives apart, the family of the house of Natan apart and their wives apart. The family of the house of Levi apart and their wives apart. The family of Shimei apart and their wives apart. And all the families that remain, every family apart and their wives apart. This is going to be a time of outpouring of the Spirit, signs and wonders in the heavens, and a feast day. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. In that day, the fountains will be opened up. The fountain of salvation, the wells, the waters from the well that Jesus said he was. Out of him flow those cleansing waters of blood, the one they've pierced. Let's examine the rule of King David from Zion in Amos 9:8. Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. For, and this has happened. For For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among the nations like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Now this has happened also. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day, in what day? I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. In that day would be the restoration of the tabernacle of David. Is the tabernacle of David a little prayer and worship 24/7? No, that is not the tabernacle of David. I'm not going to go into teaching on the tabernacle of David now. But that is not what the tabernacle of David is. Just briefly, it is the kingdom and the kingdom of heaven from Mount Zion. Psalm 2, the Lord ruling from Mount Zion in Jerusalem. That they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen, which are called by name, my name, says the Lord that does this. Behold, the days, and this is when the kingdom has been established and set up, the millennial kingdom, the reign of Yeshua, the tabernacle of David is Yeshua. He tabernacled with us. He was the Son of God, God in the flesh. He took on the tent of human flesh for the seed of David. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that sows seed. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. That day has not yet come. This has not been fulfilled. There is a restoration of the land in process, although it is in drought as of 2014 for their disobedience. I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says the Lord. In other words, the Lord himself does this. No man does this. Let's look at this Jerusalem in Psalm 122, what it will look like. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, and to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there are set the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. There are thrones of judgment in Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within your walls and prosperity in your palaces. All right, this is a place that has palaces and walls. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. All right, let's also look at Psalm 132, verse 8. Arise, O Lord, until you rest, thou, in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away from the face of thine anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. O, of the fruit of thy body I will set upon thy throne. This is a prophecy of Yeshua on the throne of David. If thy children will keep my covenant, my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. Now Jesus kept the covenant and the teachings perfectly, and he inherited the throne. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. God says here it's his rest forever. He chose it. He desired it for his habitation. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. So Jesus has clothed us with salvation and joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. And there are multiple fulfillments to this yet to be seen. In Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, the government of the kingdom of heaven. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, let me suggest to you that this government is all going to come from Mount Zion. Mount Zion in Jerusalem is really contested right now by the Catholic Church. They want it. They believe they are going to bring in the government and that this is their duty. And they are deceived. Clearly, the scripture says Jesus himself will do this work. Jeremiah 30:14. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will perform the good thing which I promised to the house of Israel and to Judah. Did he promise it to all the nations? Did he promise it to the Catholic Church? No. Did he promise it to the Muslims? No. In those days and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Who's that? Jesus. He's the branch of righteousness out of David. He will. He shall execute judgment and righteousness. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith he shall be called. The Lord our righteousness. City canoe, Lord our righteousness. Wow. Jeremiah 33:4. Behold, the days come. 14, excuse me. The days come, says the Lord, that I will perform the good thing which I promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Who will do that? Jesus. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and she shall be called the Lord our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and do sacrifice continually. Has that been fulfilled? Yes, in Yeshua. He is the fulfillment of that. His offering is eternal. He, Yom Kippur, he went up and offered it into the heavens and cleansed them. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their seasons, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with Levi, the priest, my ministers. That has been fulfilled. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, consider thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord hath chosen, has he even cast them off? Thus have they despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Who's that? Judah and David. Thus says the Lord, if my covenant be not with the day and night, if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant. Sorry, it's not Judah, it's Jacob and David. These are the two houses. That I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. There it is. He will cause their captivity to return to land. He will have mercy on them. The death and resurrection of Jesus, of the Israel, of Jacob and David. Okay, for the glory of God, raising up the dry bones without hope when the national cry comes. Okay, They died. The Jews were scattered, dispersed like corn throughout all the lands. Then God, in his fury and through death of the Holocaust, raised them up, Israel out. And soon, the national will cry, not the individual. Soon the cry will come, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, Lord Jesus, come, Son of David, to Mount Zion, to rule. All right, I'm going to just segue over into two final scriptures. No, I'm sorry. Two final scriptures of the book of Revelation in the New Testament. All these that we have discussed here before have been in the Old Testament. These are the finale. Revelation 5, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. This is the title of Jesus Christ. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you those things in the churches. I am the Root and the offspring of David, and the bride and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whoever will, let him take of the waters of life freely, the waters of salvation. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. If you have not repented of your sins and turned away, the law is a taskmaster to show us our broken wickedness and the evil that reigns in our natural Adam flesh. Turn away from him. Come to Jesus. Come to the cross. Come and drink the waters of salvation. His shed blood will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And turn to the living God, that you might have life eternal, that your name may be written in the book of life. Turn to him and then follow him all the days of your life. May God bless you richly and keep you, bring you into the bond of his covenant in Jesus Christ's name.